7, The American Civil War. Chapter Preview, Terms, Sectionalism, Urban, Rural, Secede, Inaugurate, Procession, Unionist, Surrender, Blockade, Skirmish, Fleet, Cadet, Infantry. As the years of early statehood passed, the young Alabama made a lot of progress. To help trade, more roads were built between towns. Railroad tracks were laid, and some large industries were begun. There were cotton mills and furnaces for making iron. Daniel Pratt's cotton gin factory was north of Montgomery. His company town was called Prattville. It had a variety of industries that employed many people. This growth of industry was important, but it was not all over the state. There were few railroads and roads in Alabama and nearby states. The lower part of the United States, called the South, was mainly agricultural. The upper part of the country, called the North, was mainly industrial. In the years before 1860, the North and the South had very different cultures and very different ideas. There were ways of life on which the North and the South could not agree. These were called sectional differences or sectionalism. Abraham Lincoln, a Republican, was elected President of the United States in 1860. The South believed that all future government decisions would favor the North. Leaders from Alabama gathered in Montgomery in January 1861. They met to decide if Alabama would remain a part of the United States. Chapter 7, Section 1, The North and the South Disagree. As you read, look for how the North and the South were different, why Alabama seceded from the Union, terms, urban, rural, secede. The two sections of the country disagreed on many things. Slavery was a topic that caused hot debates. The North and the South had other differences too. These included population, the economy, and opinions about states' rights. States' rights. The North and the South had very different ideas on the rights of states. Do you remember the Articles of Confederation from Chapter 3? It gave the states the power to make most decisions. Later, the U.S. Constitution was adopted. It gave the federal government more power than the states. Most leaders in the North thought everyone had to obey all laws made by Congress. In the South, however, most people had a different view. They believed in limiting the rule of the federal government. They thought Congress had only the powers given to it by the U.S. Constitution. They believed the states should pass their own laws on any other subject. The North and South disagreed on many issues. The South thought that each state should make its own laws concerning these things. One important issue of the time was slavery. The South wanted slavery because its plantations needed the laborers. The North did not want or need slavery. The South did not want the federal government to make a law against slavery. They wanted to make their own laws. This disagreement over states' rights continues today. States still disagree with each other and with the federal government. At the time of the Civil War, the conflicts concerned slavery and tariffs, taxes. Today, conflicts may concern pollution controls or the age required to drive a car. Population. In 1860, about 19 million people lived in the North. Most of the population was urban. That is, most people lived in cities and towns. Some cities were large, and towns were fairly close together. Around 12 million people lived in the South, with about 4 million of them being slaves. Most of the population was rural. That is, many of the people lived on farms and plantations. There were small communities with one or two stores and a post office. But there were not as many cities and towns as in the North. Economy. In 1860, the North and the South had very different economies. Because of its cooler climate, the growing season is short in the North. This meant that fewer people farmed for a living in the North than in the South. In 1860, many Northerners worked in factories. The factory owners sometimes paid very low wages, but they did not use slaves in the factories. In fact, many Northern states had laws against slavery. Southerners called the people working in Northern factories wage slaves. Most Southerners made their living on farms and plantations. Planters thought they had to have slaves to work their crops. Over one-third of the people in the South were slaves. European goods were imported into this country. Northern factory owners wanted a tariff on these goods. A tariff would make European goods cost more than American-made goods. The Northern factory owners thought that Southerners would then buy their goods. Southerners did not want a tariff. They bought most of their goods from Europe. They did not want to pay more for those goods because of the tariff. The South had another reason for not wanting a tariff. They believed that European countries would then put a tariff on incoming American goods. For the South, that meant its cotton would be more expensive in Europe. The textile mills in Europe would then buy cheaper cotton from other countries. This would cripple the economy of the southern cotton-growing states. Free states or slave states. As each new state came into the Union, the United States of America, both the North and South wanted to have the vote of the new state. The South wanted new Western states to be able to allow slavery. The North did not want slavery in the new states. Each side was angry with the other. The stage was set for a split. Alabama leaves the Union. Because of the differences between the North and the South, many Southerners wanted to secede, withdraw, from the United States. They wanted to form a separate nation. In December 1860, South Carolina seceded from the Union. That same month, Alabama elected delegates to a secession convention. This convention was to decide whether Alabama should also secede from the United States. Not all Alabamians wanted to secede immediately. Most of those who wanted to leave the Union were from southern Alabama. This group was led by William Lowndes Yancey from Montgomery. Governor A.B. Moore also favored secession. Robert Jemison, who lived in Tuscaloosa, led the group that wished to move more slowly. This group wanted to wait before making a decision on secession. They wanted to give President Lincoln a chance to work out the nation's differences. Some Alabamians did not want to secede at all. The Secession Convention's decision. On January 11, 1861, a vote was taken. There were 61 delegates who voted to secede, while 39 voted to stay in the Union. This vote made Alabama the fourth state to leave the Union. Alabamians hoped that they could secede and there would be no war. Matthew Blue wrote about what happened in Montgomery when the vote was announced. Quote, "On Friday, January 11th, the ordinance of secession was adopted. Business was suspended. The bells of the city rang for hours. Cannons fired." End quote. The convention then drafted a new state constitution. This is known as the Constitution of 1861. This constitution put the words Confederate States of America in the place of United States of America as Alabama's country. Think it through. 1. What advantages would the North have in a war? 2. What does it mean to secede? 3. Which part of Alabama greatly favored secession? Why? How did people disagree about secession?